Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you brought your Bible, would you turn to 1 Samuel, the second chapter? And let's also go to Malachi, the first chapter. And we'll go to Romans, the 13th chapter. And, just joking. That's enough for now. See, when you got your fingers holding all these places, you're really getting into the Word. Where are we going first? First Samuel, second chapter. If you didn't bring a Bible with you, hold up your hand real high. The ushers have extra Bibles. Be glad to let you use one of ours. Hold up your hand and they'll get a Bible to you. Turn with us to 1 Samuel chapter 2. In 1 Samuel 2, this is telling about Eli and his sons that were doing wicked things in the temple, in the house of God. They were stealing the people's offerings, being abusive to people. They were having relations with the women that came. And Eli knew about it and did not stop it. He allowed it. And 1 Samuel 2 and verse 29, the Lord said to Eli that he had honored his sons. He said, "You've honored your sons above me." You know, when you allow things that you have control over and you know they shouldn't be going on, then you're honoring those people that you're letting go more than you are honoring God. And in this case, it was his sons. And the devil is counting on you loving that flesh so much that you'll yield to him through the situation. And certainly we should love our family and love our friends, but we should love God more. Amen. True? Amen. We should love God more. We must not let stuff go in our family, in our houses, in our businesses, in our things that, you know, if something's not in your control, well, that's another thing. But if it's something you can do something about, something you have some authority and some control over, and you let it go and you know it's ungodly and against God, well, you're honoring them more than you are God. That ought not be. And everybody around you ought to know that you love them, but don't make you pick between them and God. Because you won't even have to wait to give them your answer. He's first. Yes, we love each other, but we love Him above all, don't we? Well, if you love Him above all and He's first, then He should be honored above all and before all. And he went on to say in verse 30, the Lord God of Israel said, "I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now, the Lord says, be it far from me." Did you know even though the Lord has said something good over you, you can mess it up? Did you know that? There's a Godward side and a manward side to all these things. He said, "I said that," you know, God had said, "I chose your house and your seed after you to walk before me, to serve me in the ministry." We're going to talk about this a little bit later. Some very powerful things here. The Bible tells us why He chose them. And it has to do with the subject we're on. But He said, "Now be it far from me, for or because them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me," which is the opposite of honor, "they shall be lightly esteemed," which is the definition of despising. Can you see? It's a response to what you do. You honor Him, what's going to happen? He's going to honor you. You despise him, what's going to happen? You're going to be despised or lightly esteemed. Them that honor me, I will honor. You know, we put those words up over the stage area here. And of all the things we could have put up there, I believe the Lord impressed me to put that. I prayed over it and looked at it for some time. You know, every church family have so much in common with all church families, but each one is an individual too. And each one will have its unique characteristics and personality. And this has been a theme with us from the first service. The Lord has emphasized this to us, hasn't He? And He has allowed us to have some understanding of honoring Him. I wouldn't claim a lot, but some. And He's blessed us to honor Him to a degree. And has He honored us?
Amen.
Oh, He has. He's honored us with His presence, first and foremost. But He's honored us with being successful in every endeavor and every project. He's blessed us with fine facilities and gear and equipment and prosperity and favor. And He's honored us. Good news. It's promotion time. It's promotion time. The Lord would honor us further. Tell me what it's tied to. Us honoring Him more. Them that honor me, I will honor. How about those that honor Him more? Those that honor Him more, He will honor them more. And what is promotion? What is advancement? What is increase? What is being used more and greater and better? That's the Lord honoring you, using you, letting you be a part. How many got a desire to be used more? Have more of an impact. Reach further. Do more. Have more. Affect more. Well, it'd only be by the grace of God. As He graces us to do that, that's honoring us. And for that to happen, we honor Him.
Amen.
Go to Malachi, please, if you're holding that place. Malachi, the first chapter. Malachi, the first chapter. Verse 6, it says, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? Everybody say that phrase, where is my honor? Who asked that question? The Lord asked that question. He said, if I be a master, where is my fear? Said the Lord of hosts, unto you, O priests, that despise my name. The priests, he said, were despising his name. And you say, wherein have we despised your name? And he goes on to tell them that they've done it in their offerings. Now, a lot of people get upset when you talk about offerings, but that's one of the first things the Lord brought up. How that they had not been respecting Him and honoring Him. And that is one way that we honor Him, isn't it? Didn't Proverbs 3 say, honor the Lord with your substance? Now that's different from honoring Him with your words. Honor Him with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. But He asked the question. He said, these honor this one and those honor this one. He said, where's my honor? He said, I'm a father. How many know He's not just a father? He's the Father. And He's the Master. And He's the Lord. He ought to have and be given more honor than anybody. Is He worthy?
Yes.
Well, does it touch your heart in a way to hear the Lord ask the question, where's my honor? And I don't have control over everybody in every other place, but I made up my mind in my life, in my house, in my church,
amen,
in our meetings,
amen,
in our services,
amen,
I don't want the Lord ever asking such a question.
Amen.
Where's my honor? I want you and I to learn how to show Him honor from the start to the finish,
amen,
every one of His things, every one of His words, the move of His Spirit, His people, His plan, His vision. Let it not be said of us that the Lord had to ask, where's my honor? So we begin this series today. I'm calling it Honor to Whom Honor is Due, or Honor to Whom Honor. This is not just for a few people that may have been disrespectful that I'm trying to get to and correct. I don't minister like that anyway. I purposely try not to know people's situations, and we just have a constant, this comes up all the time. Well, Brother Keith looked at me, and Brother Keith said this, and Brother Keith said that, and it was exactly what was going on with them. Most of the time, I don't know.
Amen.
And don't need to know. But if the Lord is answering our prayers, then He'll be speaking through the ministry. And it shouldn't shock us and surprise us. People say, well, that was just for me. Well, it's supposed to be.
Amen.
It's supposed to be. How did He know? Maybe He didn't know. But the Lord knows. And that's what matters. This is not just for a few people that may have been disrespectful. I'm hungry for me, myself, to learn how to honor Him beyond where I have been. And I want you to be hungry. I want this church to be hungry for it and to learn and to grow. And I want us to be examples of honoring God in everything we do in our lives. And I also know that it is key to you and I coming into the next places that God has for us. Do you believe it so? It's promotion time, I'm telling you. God wants to advance us. He wants to increase us. He wants to add to us, to bring us to higher places, places of greater influence and greater ability. But how's it going to come? Who does He honor? Them that honor Him. So say it out loud, everybody, if you're sincere in your heart. Say it out loud, Father God. I'm hungry to learn this. I want to know what is true honor. Teach me, show me how to honor You more, how to give You the respect that You deserve, that we ought to show. Teach us, work it in us, show it through us. We'll receive it and do it in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. You believe You heard that? You believe that's His will? Well, then be looking for it. Expect it. Expect to learn things today. It starts right now. And to learn things after service today and tomorrow and the next. We're growing in this. We're moving up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me